This is WPRB in Princeton, New Jersey, community-supported, independent radio. WPRB News and Culture now brings you a breaking news update on the protest action and unrest on the Princeton University campus that began yesterday morning.
Pro-Palestinian student activists occupied Makash Courtyard near the center of Princeton's campus, referring to themselves as the Gaza Solidarity Encampment. Within minutes, Princeton University public safety officers arrested two graduate students who had installed and occupied tents in violation of university policy. These students were barred from campus pending disciplinary investigation, and yet the protest actions continued.
Compared to the early morning, the gathering had appeared to triple in size, with faculty, community members, and significant counter-protest joining the mass of people growing in Makash Courtyard. This morning, WPRB News and Culture takes you through the first day of protests and counter-protests, sending shockwaves through Princeton, the Delaware Valley, and the nation.
Classes remained in session in the lecture halls and seminar rooms surrounding the gathering on Makash Courtyard. By 9 a.m., some professors had already shown up to lend their support to the pro-Palestinian student activists. WPRB reporter Frankie Selinsky-Durye spoke to history professor Max Weiss about his support for the student-led protest actions.
Our students are extremely brave for taking this initiative upon themselves. They have put their bodies, their privilege, and in a sense, their futures on the line in order to stand up for the rights of the Palestinian people for life and liberation. The destruction of Palestinian society in Gaza and the West Bank, especially its academic and cultural institutions, what many refer to as scholasticide, is not only a Palestinian concern, it is a concern for all of us in the academy, students, faculty, staff, community, and alumni.
Weiss's course, The History of Palestine/Israel, was scheduled to have its last lecture Thursday morning at 11 a.m. In a show of support for the protests, Weiss walked out of the lecture hall and proceeded to lecture amidst the gathering. WPRB obtained audio from inside the classroom.
I intend within the next minute or two to walk out of this class in solidarity with my colleagues and friends at the University of Texas Austin, who were met with substantial police repression. State troopers were called onto the campus of University of Texas Austin in response to Palestine solidarity protests organized by students there. In a show of my own solidarity with those striking professors, and in order to support an ongoing action that is currently underway, organized by Princeton University Palestine Solidarity activists, which have currently taken up space on the Makash Courtyard. I intend to walk over there now and address the gathering. Those of you who would like to join are welcome to walk with me now to the Makash Courtyard. Those of you who choose not to participate are free to not participate. There will be no monitoring of who is present and who is not present. There will be no consequences for those who choose not to join.
Weiss lectured to his students and to the gathered protesters about the importance he saw in both teaching a course on the history of Palestine and Israel and the activism on behalf of Palestinians at this moment of history.
Class is in session!
It has been a long and a grueling academic year. The world changed on October 7th, 2023, and it changed this campus in important ways as well as many other campuses, the results of which we are seeing here today. We are living history. We are making history. The entirety of the civilization of Gaza is being obliterated. This is an act of unspeakable violence,
It is also an act of unforgivable contempt, an attempt to not only erase the Palestinian people, but to expunge any trace of a memory of their existence.
Weiss directed particular emphasis to allegations of scholasticide, the purposeful destruction of systems of education in Gaza, and criticized American universities for not speaking out.
Not one university president in the United States has addressed the fact that every Palestinian university in Gaza has been destroyed.
Weiss told the gathering that they were engaging with study and activism on behalf of Palestinians at a time when academic freedom and freedom of speech in relation to the conflict were under particular threat.
Teaching a course such as that which I am teaching now in the United States has had its challenges and has always been controversial. Teaching this course in the United States today, by contrast, is a hallucinatory experience. We have entered an altogether new phase in the history of the conflict in international terms, on the ground in Palestine, Israel, but also here. Academic freedom here is under assault. There is a movement afoot to censor what faculty teach and what students learn. Your free speech, your right to assembly, your movement are all under assault. Some of the same tactics of intimidation and violent repression that are used in the occupied territories, Gaza, and inside of Israel are being deployed in this country.
By this point of the day, press had swarmed Princeton's campus, with reporters and cameras present from CBS, Fox, New Jersey PBS, USA Today, and the New York Post, among others. A news helicopter overhead made it hard to hear when former New York Times Middle East bureau chief Chris Hedges began to speak around noon. Organizers gave Hedges a megaphone to use.
Dear child, it is past midnight. I am flying at hundreds of miles an hour.
University officials told Hedges that use of amplified sound was a violation of their policy.
Excuse me, you're not able to use amplified sound.
Let him speak!
Hedges spoke anyway.
Let him speak!
I am a reporter. It is my job to see this. You are a child. You should never see this.
Upon the end of his speech, Hedges was escorted away from the gathering by public safety officers who told him he could either leave campus or face arrest. Protesters reacted loudly.
Let Chris stay! Let Chris stay! Let Chris stay! Let Chris stay!
WPRB got the chance to speak with Hedges as he left the gathering.
I am from the campus for 90 days, and if I don't leave right now, I'm arrested.
And you're prepared to be arrested?
Yes.
Because?
Because they're wrong, and these kids are right. The reaction of the university is atrocious. It's overreaction. This is a peaceful, nonviolent protest about genocide, and I don't think the moral lines could be clearer, both in terms of what these people are standing up to protest and the failure on the part of the university to engage or allow free speech. It's appalling. Unfathomable. I mean, it's a police. They've turned universities into a police state. President? Well, he works. He doesn't work for the university. He works for the rich donors on the trustee board.
Throughout the rest of the day, protesters at the gathering continued to chant and rally support. Public safety intervened twice more that afternoon, once to stop students installing a banner to hang from the windows of nearby McCosh Hall.
And once to warn students playing music from a speaker that amplified sound remained against university policy.
Let us dance! Let us dance! Let us dance!
Counter-protester presence ebbed and flowed throughout the day. WPRB spoke to several individuals protesting against the gathering.
Intifada is a terrorist act that is being committed towards the Jewish people. Stop it! Don't! You want to massacre 9 million Jews from the river to the sea? This is what they want! They want to massacre 9 million Jews! This is what Hamas wants, and you're supporting it!
This is a clear call to violence. Intifada is about eradicating the Jewish people,
It is about from the river to the sea is a cry just to take the Jewish people out of Israel by force. This is all violence. They are supporting Hamas. This is not about peace. We are here to stand for the release of the hostages. Once the hostages are released, everything changes. It should be noted, it shouldn't be missed, that when they say there is only one solution, that is an obvious allusion to the final solution, which is a Nazi domicile.
The two of us are usually the only two people out here. We counter protest every single time.
The gathering appeared to peak in size around 3 p.m. when professors associated with Faculty for Justice in Palestine spoke to the gathering. Danel Padilla Peralta, professor of classics, told the gathering that he and others planned to call an emergency meeting of the faculty of the university, along with President Christopher Eisgruber and Provost Jennifer Rexford.
So any six of us can call for a special meeting of all of the university's faculty and the president and provost.
Professor in the School of Architecture Mitch McEwen congratulated students on their efforts and warned them of structures of power she saw to oppose their free speech.
I think the important thing to say is that the university, the model of the university is here right now. And there's a lot of political theater that's happening where the same Congress that's voting to send weapons to destroy lives in Gaza is also putting pressure on universities to show force to you, against the students, right? The folks who are here to learn and here to model what the world might be. So I appreciate that you are here. We're here to support you.
McEwen poked fun at Princeton University's ban on student tents, pointing out the prevalence of large tents throughout McCosh Courtyard, set up by the university for a bevy of spring events.
Obviously, some tents are better than others.
By the evening, the gathering had taken on a distinctly calmer tone. Muslim students gathered to pray under the canopy of trees and watching eyes that hovered around McCosh Courtyard.
From WPRB Princeton, this has been Navani Rachamalu
and Adam Sanders reporting. This has been a special report of the News and Culture Desk. Laura Robertson, Frankie Slinsky-Durier, Harry Gorman, Kaylin Teta, and Julia Stern contributed reporting. For more coverage and more information, visit news.wprb.com. Find WPRB News and Culture on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is a developing story. WPRB News and Culture will be covering these events as they continue. WPRB News and Culture is produced at the WPRB Studios in Princeton, New Jersey. Take care and enjoy your day.